This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In July of 2016, I gave a program talking about the persecution of religious minorities in Russia. And I mentioned at that time that we can expect further religious persecution over there based on the nature of things. And some did not necessarily agree with that, saying, oh, we should just wait and don't exaggerate and don't jump ahead. Now, another highlight, quote unquote, in the religious persecution of minorities, religious minorities in Russia, has just occurred. I'd like to read to you from Christianity Today, dated April 20, saying this: it is official. Jehovah's Witnesses can no longer practice their faith freely in Russia. But the Supreme Court on Thursday declared the pacifist religious organization an extremist group and banned all of its activity. The judge ordered all 395 local chapters and its Russian headquarters to close and authorized the government to seize all property. Under the ruling, distributing copies of the Watchtower, discussing their beliefs in public, or even worshiping at a meeting hall has become a crime. And you can get 10 years in prison for that. Now let me just interject. We are no Jehovah's Witnesses. We do not approve of many of the activities or doctrines. But that is not the point. The point is that we are seeing religious persecution in Russia continuing with an unparalleled degree of scrutiny and violence. I'd like to go on with this article. It says, to human rights and religious freedom advocates around the world, the move comes as a major blow. While ties, and listen to this carefully, while ties between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Kremlin have put ongoing scrutiny on all non-Orthodox faith, this case represents the first time the country has banned a registered religious group. If Jehovah's Witnesses are persecuted, then that means later on the block will come other religious movements, for example, Protestant churches. For the Jehovah's Witnesses, Armageddon has arrived, and the faithful of other religions await the apocalypse. The treatment of the Jehovah's Witnesses reflects the Russian government's tendency to view all independent religious activity as a threat to its control and the country's political stability, this article says. And the Russian Orthodox Church looks at every minority religion which doesn't want to come under their tutelage as a threat as well. The Independent wrote on April 20, Russia changed its legal definition of extremism in 2006, removing requirements for violence or hatred, but stating that incitement of religious discord as criteria, leaving the Jehovah's Witnesses with the same legal status as ISIS or the Nazis. The group's international website was blocked in Russia 2 years ago over alleged extremism, with the group's Bibles banned the following year, with a local chairman was jailed for 2 years on charges of possessing extremist literature in 2010. So you see, the persecution had already been ongoing for a long time. Of course, under Stalin, many were sent to Siberia. But now it has reached the point where the entire organization is banned, is prohibited. The Washington Post wrote on April 20, experts say there is no evidence that Jehovah's Witnesses are a public threat, but they are seen as a good target. They are pacifists. The church's 170,000 Russian members do not vote, will not serve in the military, and refuse to attend national celebrations that glorify violence. That means They often avoid state-sponsored rallies celebrating, let's say, the annexation of Crimea. That is a problem for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is naturally suspicious of groups with pro-Western sympathies, the sectors based in the United States. It's also a way for him to show support to the Russian Orthodox Church. So here you have again that collaboration between state and church. The New York Times added on April 20, hardline followers of Russia's dominant faith, the Orthodox Church, have lobbied for years to have Jehovah's Witnesses outlawed. Jehovah's Witnesses shuns political activity and has no record of even peaceful, never mind violent, hostility to the Russian authorities, but it has faced growing hostility from the state since President Vladimir Putin of Russia began his third term in 2012 and put the Orthodox Church at the center of his push to assert Russia as a great military and moral power. A 2002 anti-extremism law makes it illegal for any group other than the Orthodox Church and other traditional religious institutions, those who are coming under the umbrella of the Russian Orthodox Church, to proclaim itself as offering a true path to religious or political salvation. So you have this monopoly between state and church in Russia. And every time you have a close collaboration between a political system and a religious system, it has resulted in persecution of religious minority. That has always been the case. And so we can see that in Russia it will continue, and other religious minorities will be affected. But the sad news is also that it is not limited to Russia, because we have a long history of collaboration between church and state in Europe, with the same dire consequences for religious minorities. And we have prepared a booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, which proves that point beyond a shadow of a doubt. Collaboration between church and state has always led to persecution of religious minorities. And this booklet will show you this from history, and it will show you this insofar as the future is concerned. Because these events which are taking place in Russia are also a reflection as to what is going to take place in Europe in a few years from now. For today, I remain your Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.